getting Joe Hagemiller in the mood. Let's do it. Joe Hagemiller with us, head coach of every other team up there at Michigan Tech, is all set to go with Huskies Drive. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dirk.
Where does that song fit on the list?
Glory Days.
Where does that song fit on the list of your favorite Springsteen songs?
Oh, it's in the top 30 for sure. He's got a lot of songs.
Yeah, he does.
Probably top 15.
Cool.
It's a good one.
Well, Joe, coming off a home weekend, obviously I'm sure it was good to be back on your own trails, and it gets a little home cooking as you guys skied in some points races this past weekend.
Yeah, it was good to be back home, sleeping in our own beds, home cooking, like you say, and knowing our own trails and where we can push a little harder and where maybe it's best for us to back off and save a little bit of our gunpowder for different parts of the races. So that's all those things really help, and I think it showed with the results that we had on Saturday and then the women's race on Sunday. You know, unfortunately, we don't have the firepower to really match up with Northern and compete with them toe-to-toe across the board. I mean, we certainly have athletes that are competing with other athletes on their team, but their depth has got us. But when it comes to the rest of our conference, I think it was pretty apparent this past weekend that we can beat up on anybody else in our conference when we get after it and do things right. Unfortunately, for the Sunday race for the men, the conditions were rapidly changing throughout our wax testing and then throughout the race. And, boy, I really feel for those guys that were out there racing. Classic racing with changing conditions is really challenging. And when we had times where our skis were working well and then other times where they weren't working well, and that's not a fun way to be racing, let me tell you.
How about just the individual results? Obviously, you got some good results from your women. You were talking about you like the way that they race. They finished second out of six teams both days on the weekend. Talk about, you know, what you like there.
Well, Andrea Lee is consistently our leader and in there mixing it up with the top skiers from our region, you know, and the longer the race, the better she goes. But this past weekend, I was really excited about the races that Carolyn Luca and Sonia Hedblom were able to turn in. Sonia has not perennially been a top 10 skier in our region, and this past weekend she had a couple of top 10 results, so that's really fun and exciting. And, you know, in one of those races, the only people that were ahead of her were other people from her team and Northern. So to beat every other team's number one skier being our number two skier, that really helps.
Joe, I'm going to switch gears on you quick here. The track teams also got their first taste of action down at Northern at the Superior Dome, little indoor meet down there to kind of gauge where they were at. I guess a couple words on the track opener.
Well, you know, it's really tough for us for track and field at this time of the year as far as, you know, knowing exactly where we're at. So we've put that meet on the schedule to kind of give us a little indication of where we're at, give us some, you know, reward for the hard training that the athletes have been doing, and an opportunity to kind of just bang off the rust and all those types of things. I think we got that out of the meet. You know, I was up here with the ski team that weekend, and our assistant coaches were down there with the track team, and they indicated to me when they got back that they were pretty happy with the results that they had, given what kind of priority that we had put on the meet. We certainly don't put a high priority on the meet, it being indoors and our team being an outdoor track and field team, but it's certainly a good opportunity for our student athletes and something that's needed for them to kind of get things primed up and find out how their training's going and take some good measures and make any adjustments that we might need to make in training.
So talk about the Nordic skiing schedule coming up here, Joe, with the week off here.
Sure, we got the week off, and it's nice that we can celebrate Carnival with the rest of the campus. Hopefully the athletes aren't thinking that they should be behaving like the regular students. And when I say that, I don't mean misbehaving. I just mean they better be thinking that it's time to get inside at midnight when others are thinking it's time to really gear up to finish up their all night, their last night of working on statues and that kind of stuff. So that's really something neat. And then, you know, we'll take this opportunity a few days off to do a little bit more training volume than maybe we might normally have the opportunity to do, and take an opportunity to maybe get north of the bridge here and experience Mosto Hito and Cherney Rapids and Swedetown as well, which when we're in regular school session, it's just a little bit tough for us to leave the convenience of the tech trails here. And then the following weekend, we'll get ready to get back after it down in Minneapolis at Worth Park and another big qualifying race for us.
All right, Joe. Well, you're a busy guy, and heck, yeah, come on over to this side of the bridge. We'll welcome you anytime.
Okay.
Joe, have a great week and enjoy Winter Carnival, okay?
Thanks.
Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and we'll be back right after this.